Welcome to Awakening Souls with your spiritual hosts, Jennifer
and Candace, a spiritual podcast for the mystics, magical thinkers, sensitives, and spiritual seekers.
We are here to explore all things spiritual, from navigating your awakening, developing your psychic gifts, and so much more.
Together with our combined experiences, we hope to help guide you on your path to reconnecting with your soul and the beautiful life that comes after.
So come join us on the magical journey of exploring your
awakening soul. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Awakening Souls. Jennifer and I are here today. We've had some weird things happen to us the last few days. We talked a couple weeks ago, now already, about the energy for September and how it was going to be all about change and blooming and things happening. I've freaking felt it.
Yeah.
All of the change. There's so much change happening right now.
There is a lot of change.
And you and I have been getting these kind of not very explanatory messages from our guides.
Mm-hmm.
They're only giving us like little nuggets of information, and they're like, hey, psst, things are about to happen. You're about to go on a new adventure. Things are about to change, but we're not going to tell you anything about it. We're not going to give you any information. So just fall into the arms of the mystery, Candace. Good luck.
Have fun.
Have fun. Just trust.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these weird things have been happening. I feel like our psychic abilities are being expanded right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're feeling a shift. We're feeling the change. And we're looking for answers, and they're not giving it to us. And we keep pulling the same freaking cards, trying to find answers that all have to do with embracing change.
Mm-hmm.
And surrendering. What,
3 days now worth of card readings, and it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is really crazy, though, that three different readings. You did one at home by yourself. I did one at home by myself. And then we did one as a group with our friends.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. They're all the same.
All the same cards. Different decks, same message.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a picture yesterday.
Yeah.
Of the cards that you got. And you got three really distinct cards. One was like a sun and radiance and mm-hmm. solar flares. The other one was like, what was it? There was a green girl on it. It was like embracing or something.
We're both grabbing for our phones. what was that picture? You're going to find it before me. Oh.
Okay.
Activation.
Yeah.
Emergence. Oh, emergence was
emergence.
The girl.
So one was emergence, which is this beautiful girl like covered in all these green vines. And then the other one was wind activation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mind blown. How many times can one person have their mind blown and still survive? Because I feel like the last 5 days, it's been like three times a day of mind-blowing information.
Mm-hmm.
We both did separate card readings. I did a separate card reading with somebody else. I was getting the activation card. I had an astrology reading done, and it was by Ashley. You'll get to meet her next week. Or, no, you probably already met her
by
now.
Yeah, you met her last week.
Yeah, you met her last week. But she said that I was going through an activation, and it was go time right now. Brain.
Wow.
All over.
What?
So then I pulled the activation card. Then you pulled the activation card.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting the emergence card too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've
been getting a lot of like collaboration, emergence, integration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that means. And then why for what? Only they know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not telling us a thing.
Well, yeah. They're giving us little hints, but that's about it. That's all we're allowed.
This is what really has stuck out to me is the sun, the solar flares. Solar flares, that's like an activation. That's part of activation. That's an energy like crescendo happening. When there are solar flares for real in the sun, growth happens a lot quicker on the planet. Activation or activism gets turned up a little bit higher. People start fighting for their rights a little bit more.
Oh.
Like it stirs up some energy because there's a crescendo of that energy.
That is so cool.
So right now we're going through a crescendo of energy.
Ah, okay. All right.
I wonder how many other people are experiencing this right now. And if you are, my goodness, share. I need to know. Because this is the second month in a row that we've done readings that things just seem so synchronized in a really bizarre, divine way.
Yep.
And I just have to believe that we are not going through that alone.
No, there's absolutely no way. Not. Mm-mm.
So I want to hear from you, our audience. Email us, write us, reach out to us on Instagram, and let us know if you're experiencing these things too.
Yeah. So has change been difficult for you? Typically?
I would like to think change is actually easy for me.
I'm shocked by that answer, actually.
But lately, I don't feel like it has been.
Okay.
I've lived through a lot of change. I've had to learn to kind of go with the flow and expect that change is going to come. But that was when life wasn't always going so great.
Mm-hmm.
So change was hopeful for me.
Right.
Things are going really good right now in my life, and I really like where I've been led to and where I am heading, and I think I know what the picture is. And change means maybe I don't have all the answers,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what change will look like, because I already feel like I'm on cloud nine. I'm on top
of the mountain.
How could
it get any better?
How can it get any better? Mm-hmm. What can I expect? So
yeah,
change
but it,
is becoming scary for
it
me.
Could be taken from you at the same time. That's why it's scary. I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because all that I know right now, all that I've worked for, mm-hmm. the people that I love, that I've
so much invested.
So much invested. And change means, could that be taken away?
Mm-hmm.
Will I have to look for something new? Will I have to grow new relationships now? And all of that is really scary.
Yeah, it is.
I don't love it right now.
Yeah. I guess that kind of change is scary.
Yeah.
For anyone.
For sure, change has been hard.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter is about to turn 12.
Oh my gosh.
And she's going through a lot of change. So there's a lot of change happening in the home.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest daughter is about to go to preschool. Another change.
Yep.
And I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
No, you're not.
Where am I going?
No.
Our psychic gifts are changing.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm having to relearn them and get to know them all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I'm like connected in some way to somebody in a bizarre way. And then when I realize it, it's like, oh, why didn't I already know this? I should have known this. I should know myself by now.
Right.
No, I don't.
I think it's a lifetime. It's going to take a lifetime.
I know. It's always going to evolve and grow and change. And I'm always going to have to get to relearn it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fun. That's fun.
That is fun, but that's new to me.
Yeah.
My psychic gifts have really opened up over the last year, two years.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they've changed a lot, but they've grown. And I was at the point where, like, this is as good as it's going to get.
Surprise,
surprise.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. We talked the other week about how I did a human design reading with a woman, and I was like mirroring who she was.
Yep.
And having a hard time explaining myself, and realized during the session, I was like getting, my throat was closing, realized during the session that it could have been hers. And I was really proud of myself for recognizing it that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a human design reading with you.
Yep.
And I didn't know at all that I was connecting to you psychically like that. I was mirroring back who you are. And I had no idea until you said something at the end of the reading, because I had to apologize. Like, I'm so sorry. I do not know what's wrong with me.
Yep.
My readings are usually a lot more organized and clean than this.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, you sound like me.
Yeah. I was telling my husband, I'm like, she did this, this, and this during the reading. And he looked at me and goes, that's all you. And I'm like, Yep.
Yeah. So this is fun. This is fun. And you've had some wild fun things that have happened lately.
Oh my goodness. Yes. The day we recorded with Ashley, it was about maybe a half hour after you guys left. I walked outside to let my dogs out. I look up in the sky. Guess what was there?
Well, I know it was there, but
I know. I saw five unexplainable objects in the sky. They could have been one object, but that looked like five to me. And they were lights that were iridescently lit up and they would disappear and reappear and disappear and reappear. And I didn't think, oh my God, this is divinely orchestrated just for me. No, I ran inside to go grab my phone because I figured the whole world needed to know, especially you. So I went and I wanted to record. And as soon as I came out, those lights were gone. And I was really bummed. But I did see them. And for about 2 days straight, I thought my eyes were just playing tricks on me. And I kept talking myself down like, no, no, you didn't see what you saw. But I'm like inside my head, I'm like, no, I really know what I saw. And Thursday night, my in-laws come over to play games with us. We have game night with them every week. And my father-in-law, in the middle of our game, goes, you'll never believe the encounter we had a few days ago. God. And I just looked at him. I'm like, encounter? And he's like, yeah. And he starts telling me about these lights that he saw in the sky that were just underneath the clouds and how it was coming in and going out and disappearing and stuff. And I was like, there's no way. So I drew a picture of what I saw. And both my in-laws looked at it and they were like, yep, that's exactly what we saw.
Oh my gosh.
And then the very next day,
yep.
I was talking to your daughter and I'm like, you'll never believe what I saw. And she goes, oh, I think I saw something before I think I could even explain to her what my...
Yeah, I think what you said, because I was in the car with you, I think what you just said was, I had an encounter, Jocelyn, wasn't that cool? And she goes, wait a minute, a couple days ago, I saw something and I didn't tell anybody about it. And then you didn't describe anything yet to her.
Right.
She described to you what she saw.
Yep. And it was the exact same thing that I saw.
Yeah.
Lights that glowed and came in and out and disappeared, whatever. I was like, you've got to be kidding. Mm-hmm. So three people, and we're all connected. We're not all the same family, but we're all connected. We're in the same circle. We got to see this, and it was for us only.
I wonder how many other people saw this.
That's what I'm wondering, if anybody else saw it.
So this would have been early, no, late.
This was
late August.
Yeah, August 23rd.
August 23rd. Oh my gosh.
At about 2 o'clock.
So if you're hearing this and you're going, wait a minute, I saw that. We need an email from you.
Yes, ASAP. Please. If you live locally, especially if you saw this.
Yeah.
You know. That's
so,
kind of why I wanted to share it too.
So you were talking yourself out of it and you told me about it days after.
Mm-hmm. I waited a few days.
You waited and you were like, I'm not trusting you. Like, I think my eyes were just playing a trick on me. Mm-hmm. And I've had to learn how to do a lot of trust in the things that I don't feel like I should trust.
Yeah.
So I was immediately like, trust it.
Both you and my husband, Joe, were like, no, you saw that.
You saw that.
Yeah, you saw it.
Like, don't doubt yourself.
That's what you guys kept saying, but it's your brain does that automatically. It starts to rationalize because that's not an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. So your brain does that to you. Mm-hmm. So my brain was like, no, just lines in the sky that disappeared and reappeared. Everything's normal. No, but it's just your eyes playing tricks on you. No, it wasn't that either, but it was a cool, very cool event. And twice now I've been out since then with my dogs, and I go into like a meditative state and just try and talk to the universe and whoever visited, just to let them know that I appreciate it. I knew they were there and I'd love to see them again. And both nights my dogs started going berserk for absolutely no reason, running from corner to corner of the yard, freaking out, crying, whining.
As you were like as having I was this as I was meditating. Communication.
Just as soon as I felt that it was an open communication and I start communicating, that's when my dog started freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So
don't eat your hair, Candace.
I know. It's falling into my mouth. Talking about psychic abilities expanding, you who just a couple weeks ago were like, I don't channel. I'm just trying.
Yeah.
Are suddenly doing starship communication and having encounters. Yeah, they're not like... I would say they're kind of, I don't want to say minor because I don't want to downplay what you saw, but
right.
It's in question
a
little bit. Like, could it be? Could it not be? Mm-hmm. Well, first, trust yourself. Second, you went from like, oh no, I'm not very good at the psychic stuff to like,
all of a sudden,
holy shit, I am speaking.
Yeah.
I am doing telepathic communication with a starship that... I have no idea who's on it. I have no idea why I saw this encounter, why I was confirmed that that encounter was real by two people that I know, that I'm very close with, who, first of all, your in-laws, I never would have expected that they would believe that that was an encounter.
Yeah, me
that's
neither.
That's impressive, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. My father-in-law said that, you know, he had an encounter in the 50s as well. Yeah, and so, but he has a hard time believing in aliens, even though he's seen these lights.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole alien thing. He's like, I don't know.
I think the alien word throws people off.
It does.
I don't know what we could call them that would be any different.
They're people. That's what I keep hearing over and over. They're people. They're just people. From a different place.
A different universe. Mm-hmm. Different star. Different race. Mm-hmm. Of people.
But people are smart individuals, and they're smart individuals. That's what I think anyway. Not just smart, but there's something different about
intellectual.
Yeah, there you go. Intellectual.
Okay. I was really jealous when you told me that. So a little backstory. I did not believe in aliens. I think it was like 2 years ago, my aunt came to me, and she's more into aliens, and she said something to me about it. And she's like, do you believe? And I was like, oh, God, no. Like, pfft, whatever. There's no way there's other beings living in the planets or around us. It's just nonsense. It's just, you know, people trying to scare us is what right. I thought. And then I started reading Dolores Cannon books. And she is hypnosis. She does the regression, which we talked to Ashley about. But she started as a hypnotherapist doing past life regressions and accidentally started communicating with aliens or with ETs that were coming through as channels through her subjects who were doing past life regressions. Some of them had lived as aliens. Many of them had lived as aliens in other lives. And some of them were having alien encounters in this life. And so they were researching those encounters and finding information that coincided and that added up between the thousands of people that they worked with that just, like, you couldn't make that stuff up.
Right.
So her books really opened and expanded my mind.
Mind, too. My mind, yeah, for sure.
And I was like, oh, maybe. And it gives you a whole new light on how you look at this. Because
yeah.
I was terrified. I was like, what's that movie? Like Mars something where the aliens come down.
Oh, gosh,
and like,
yes. Mars versus something. Earth or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I know what you're talking about, too.
That was what my idea was of aliens.
Oh, sad. They were scary.
Yeah, terrifying. Yeah. Like, they're going to come take over the world.
Yeah.
That is not at all what these beings are here to do. They are actually part of our spirit team, most of them, many of them. Mm-hmm. We had been, if you've lived many, many, many lives, which we're all souls who have lived limitless lives, have probably been other beings in other lives.
Oh, definitely.
So they are part of our soul family, are part of our star family, and they come to communicate with us, to help us. They're here to help the earth grow, to improve our consciousness, to help us with our awakening, to...
And to save our race.
And to save our race. That's a big one.
And what's really weird about that one is that when I was living in Arizona as a teenager, I think I was 16 at the time, I was always looking up in the sky, and beautiful sky in Arizona, you know, but you know, you'd always see once in a while, a little strange thing flying. And you think I always thought about aliens, and I came to the conclusion one day that aliens were us in the future.
Oh, okay.
And that they were trying to save our race.
When you were a child?
Yeah. When I was 16.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's basically what Dolores Cannon's books are all about. One of the main messages.
I know they're like taking all these samples, and I've heard in the book that sometimes it's to maybe not save the race, but to better their race with our race or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that all wrong, but
I think there's a lot of confusing parts. But the book that we're talking about that talks about this the most from Dolores Cannon is The Keepers of the Garden. That's where I first learned about this information, through that book. And then I moved on to a lot of other books. Dolores Cannon has written lots and lots of books that kind of go through all of this. Then Into the Convoluted Universe.
That's what I'm reading right now.
Yeah. So I've moved on to book two. There's three Convoluted Universe books. So
oh, are there?
There's so much information in there. Just jam-packed with like mind-blowing information.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And it definitely makes my encounter that I had a lot more believable to me because I read those few books right before the encounter. So just before the encounter, I just started diving into all this stuff about aliens and like YouTube videos. And it used to be all ghosts and, you know, supernatural encounters like that. But now lately it's just been all about aliens. And then I get this encounter. Mm-hmm. I think that was divine timing for sure.
Everything is.
I know. And I feel like saying it.
That's how it always happens.
I'm going to say it forever.
There's some synchronicity that happens that leads you to this piece of information that you're supposed to go explore or you're supposed to have knowledge of. And then it leads you to the next and you just keep evolving from there. I just remembered the first book actually that I read about this was by Elizabeth April. And it was about awakenings. It's called You're Not Dying, You're Just Waking Up.
So I remember that name.
Goes through like the stages of awakening. And she says in the book that this information will change you, that it will unlock like pieces of your consciousness that you needed to have unlocked, and it will change pieces of your DNA.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Like an awakening was part of not just like having new knowledge and waking up out of the matrix. It was like you were unlocking pieces of your DNA and you are finding information that is changing you on a deep, deep, deep
level. That is so magical. Level. I love it.
So in her book, she talks a lot about the awakening, and she is actually all about like communications with ETs. That's like her, what her whole world and her whole business is about. And she actually doesn't talk about that too much until she gets past the stages of awakening and she gets in closer to the end when she finally was like, by the way, they exist, guys. And this is how they're working with you. So it just, that's actually where my interest first was piqued. And then it brought me to the Dolores Cannon books.
Okay.
Which my mind was then blown and expanded. And I'm waiting for more. I was so jealous that you had an encounter before I did. And I keep hearing in my mind, it's not your time yet, Candace. It's not your time. But my daughter, she got to.
I know. I know. And you will too.
I'll wait. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about it because it's really exciting.
It is really exciting. I cannot stop looking at the sky. I'm always outside now, just staring, waiting for the next one.
It gets dangerous when you're driving.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Looking into the clouds like, will it be right now? Yeah. Could this be my time?
My in-laws were driving, I think, at the same time. They saw theirs.
Wow.
I just think it's really funny because all three of us really had no reason to look up at the sky.
At that time.
I literally, when I walk out, I take a scan of my yard to make sure there's no little critters in my yard for my dogs to chase after when I let them out. And instead, I looked right up into the sky. I locked eyes on it instantly.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just fascinating.
I just picture, them being like, Jennifer.
Yeah. Look up. Yeah, exactly. They're going to look up at this time. So let's be prepared, guys. Lights on. Okay, off.
You know, like, directing a movie. Yeah. Okay, everyone saw that? Yeah. All right, guys, we're good to
go. In places, everyone. Sorry, I didn't mean to
and
shout.
And that's the wrap. Yeah. She will be questioning this for days.
Decades. If she lives that long.
Oh, yes, you will.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. So it's been a pretty exciting life since Tuesday.
Yeah.
I swear that's all I think about.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm having crazy dreams that I can't remember either.
Dreams. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've been having dreams that are bananas right now.
Yeah, you are.
I had a dream. I did tell you about this, but I had a dream the other night where I was, in medieval times, and not like, the place, but, actual medieval times, and there's all these wooden, shops out in this old, dirty road, and I felt like a modern day me, but I looked
in the wrong time period.
Wrong time period and wrong body.
Ooh.
Like I was blonde and had short blonde hair and I wasn't me.
Yeah.
But I was living through this person. Through her perspective. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to steal a magic locket that matched my magic locket from a knight who I was trying to woo and charm so I can get close to it and steal it. And somehow I did it. I stole it and I was running away and he caught me, and I was like needing that locket, that piece of that locket, so I can jump through portals of time. And there's, I had like images of me like moving through colors and like being lifted off the ground and moving through portals of time and meeting new random people. It was so
That's wild, awesome.
And so vivid. And I was like in an old stairwell at one point, like in an old hotel room. And I met this couple and they were surprised to see this person suddenly appear as they're walking into their room. And I awkwardly like talked to them like, yeah, I'm just finding my room here.
Just popping in.
And then I portal my way out. It was just so crazy. So I spent like that whole dream running away from this guy through portal jumping.
That is so cool.
It was so cool. And then I had a dream last night that were so vivid too, like you and I having a conversation trying to explain our values and
our interests and our weird.
And then I had another dream where I had met your son's future wife, who he is not engaged. And I think we've talked about this before.
Because I had a dream about him.
Yeah.
His future wife.
And we were all sitting together at a table and he's just like admiring his future wife and she's bubbly and cute and so fun. And I remember going, wait a minute, you can't be his future wife because his future wife looks different because you explained him different
right.
or her different. So just a lot of very weird, wild, vivid dreams.
Oh,
I don't
those.
Get vivid dreams.
No,
like that
you
every
don't,
night.
But you've been getting a lot lately.
I know, I like them.
I love that you get them.
I could live in my dream world.
Me too.
Sometimes I feel like real life is a dream world, just with all of the magic that's been happening
lately. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was just thinking about that this morning because I haven't been dreaming a lot like I used to. So I'm not dreaming like I used to, but this morning I'm like, but my life is so magical right now. So I'm actually okay with that. I'm having a good time.
Mm.
But before I would have said my dream world is a lot more interesting than my.
What a fun flip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many things. So much change.
Yeah.
So much change happening. We're going to pull a card and just kind of see if maybe there's any messages for.
Let's do it.
Our listeners or everything that we've been going through right now, any messages our guides have for us. Oh, okay. That was a graceful shuffle. Okay. Are there any important messages that our guides have for us and our podcast listeners? I mean, we could get nothing.
As you say that, the cards flip over.
Just the one.
Ha!
Play.
Aww.
Just play. Had fun with it.
That looks like a dream world, too.
Yes, it's this beautiful blue and pink sun shining down on these blue and pink mountains and water. And there's this girl being playful. She's in a wine glass or a martini glass.
So funny.
So this is the Work Your Light Oracle deck. I used this last time too. This one says, have fun, celebrate, don't be so serious, play. Change can be hard. And I think we've discovered this a lot already this month. Change can be hard, but we can't be so rigid and resist the change, because I think as we've discovered today, all of the change that has been happening has been exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It can be scary, but it's also leading to better things. And we can see that there's this crescendo of energy, that there's this crescendo in our psychic abilities, that there are good changes that are coming from this. So don't take life so seriously. Don't take the change so seriously.
Exactly. I love
Play
that
with
message.
It, dance with it. Have fun with it.
What
and move with it.
What a perfect message for today.
Mm-hmm. Love that. I think I needed that.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you so, so much for tuning in to this podcast and listening to us chit-chat about all the fun stuff that we love talking about. Please, if you have any experiences that you want to share with us, please don't be afraid to reach out and email us at rourawakeningsouls@gmail.com or shoot us a DM on awakening_souls_podcast. And we can't wait to hear from you all.